We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is now Sunday, the third day of April, 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time as well. One of the hardest working radio show crews in America. My great team, want to salute them. And, of course, you, the listeners, that are continuing to raise alarm bells that tyranny is accelerating across the planet and that liberty is in trouble. Only by admitting that our basic freedoms are under assault can we begin to reverse that criminal tide and restore our republic and free nations around the globe. Okay, we have got unbelievably important news to cover today. And we're also going to then open the phones up after I cover this news. The United Nations-backed government in the Ivory Coast, in that civil war, the side that the UN has backed, has been caught involved in the mass murder of 1,000 men, women, and children, shades of the Rwandan genocide in 1994 that was United Nations run. We're going to be going over that. Another headline, peacekeepers control airport in the Ivory Coast, French military says. So another invasion as they try to back the rebels against the incumbent government. See, they could care less about real humanitarian disasters. That's their pretext to go in. And we have a long history of UN-backed massacres. We're going to be breaking that down as it integrates from the Gold Coast of Africa and then over on the other side of Africa up in the northeastern corner. Coalition-friendly fire kills 13 Libyan rebels. Continuing, ex-Mujahideen. Now they're not Al-Qaeda, they're Mujahideen. Wall Street Journal. Help lead Libyan rebels. Well, we told you that 5 weeks ago. That's who's leading it, is Al-Qaeda. They're leading it. They're not in and amongst them. I've heard neocon talk show host, well, if there is Al-Qaeda, we need to find them. That's why our special forces are there, to clean out the Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda they command. It's all in plain view. Stalemate in Libya, increasingly viewed as a likely outcome. Washington Post. Afghanistan Quran burning protest rage for third day. UN workers were beheaded. At least 10 killed. 1,000 people protesting against the desecration of the Quran. I mean, that's amazing. Some of these Muslim countries attack Christian churches and burn the whole things down. That's not the First Amendment or free speech. But the right to burn a Quran or a Bible or an American flag, people's sacred symbols, is basic free society. And so, again, I point out that I don't support what that pastor did, but it is his right to do it. And people who don't like it should leave the United States, because that's what freedom of speech and the First Amendment is all about. And if you allow them to take white supremacist speech or somebody burning Quran speech, you're going to lose your speech. You figure that out yet? That's why the globalists want all this multiculturalism, so they can referee the fighting sides. It's all part of divide and conquer. Now, that's just some of the news on that front. Census Bureau has now announced there's going to be yearly census, not every 10 years, as is constitutional. They're going to ask all sorts of private questions. And for people refusing, they get knocks on the door at 10 o'clock at night and threats. That's the Chicago Tribune writing the article like it's reasonable and good what the government is doing, just the upside down upturning of our liberties. Now, also genetically modified cows produce human milk. This is like spider goats, or part arachnid, part goat. This is part cow, part human. But that's not the big news. When we come back, New York Times contributor confirms California rainwater 181 times above drinking water standards for radioactive iodine 131. The government stopped releasing the new numbers.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us, my friends, on extremely important two-hour transmission. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and of course, weekdays, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I am, of course, your host, Alex Jones. It is Sunday, the third day of April, 2011. Okay, we've got census workers all over the country viciously harassing people and violating their rights. The Chicago Tribune has an article basically whitewashing this. Of course, you're like, wait, the census was last year. No, the federal government announced a decade ago, they're just now getting around to it, that the census will be yearly for all citizens and monthly for all businesses and will include thousands of questions a year. This is not about apportioning the number of representatives for the Congress out of each state. It has nothing to do with that. As the Constitution provides, it is all about training you that the government can stick their hands down your pants, take money directly out of your bank account, and order you to tell them what type of firearms you own, what type of stocks and bonds you own, what type of light bulbs, toilet, who lives there, where do you work, when do you go to work. Yes, these are some of the questions on the eight different versions of the surveys. By the way, because the entire document is a fraud, when they come to my house, I inform them, I'm never going to sign this. Don't ever come back. Well, we'll call the police. There's a federal law. And I say, good, go ahead and do that. And I'm going to explain why. I didn't do it in 2000. I didn't do it last year. And the few times they've come to my door, I say, let me explain something. I'm going to call the sheriff's department and have you arrested for trespassing. Get off my porch, you little thug. Now, only after they start smart-mouthing me with their little plastic badge. So I'm going to break that down. It's illegal. They'll have a 10-question, a 40-question, a 100-question. They've got eight different versions I've seen up on the census website. I said I'd get to this later, but I'm already getting into it. But I want to back this up, the facts I'm putting out here. Federal judges have ruled, including in Houston, repeatedly, that they can only ask you how many people live there. Now, that's what's in the Constitution. Now, they put the federal law code number under the first four questions. Only one of the questions is constitutional. But it's all a threat of jail time. They've only prosecuted one person back in 1960 for refusing a census. I've looked that up. And they lied about how many people live there. But if you go back, no one else has ever been prosecuted because they can't. So they send you this form saying federal law, provisions, jail time if you don't do this, fines. And then they ask the one question they're allowed to ask, have the code under it, and the rest of the form is a fraud. The rest of the form is color of law fraud, and a contract that's fraudulent is null and void. Okay? Here's an example for those that are living in denial that I'm getting into the really big news. I shouldn't even be covering this first here. I'm going to cover it later, as I said. If the police pull you over because you're speeding and they hear someone banging in the trunk, help me, help me, they have probable cause to pop the back of the trunk to find the woman you've got tied up or the man and then to take you to jail. And then the murder trial continues or the kidnapping trial continues because they go out to your house and find 14 buried bodies. Now, if you're a serial killer caught with a woman in your trunk, 14 dead bodies buried out at your farm, the police cannot compel you under the Fifth Amendment to incriminate yourself and to answer questions. So someone with dead bodies at their house does not have to answer the government's questions under the Fifth Amendment and the right to remain silent, and they cannot compel you through torture. That's why they have that in the Constitution Bill of Rights. They can't make you do that. But some person being paid $12 an hour on a power trip with a plastic badge came to my house in 2000 and said, you didn't fill out your whole form. And I was covering it at the time in the federal law and had lawyers on documenting it. And at the time, a federal judge in Houston had said, you've only got to answer how many live at your house, nothing else. And she read the federal law, and it was in the Houston Chronicle and everywhere else. So the guy had been to my house. He threatened my girlfriend. We lived together then. We're now married. And I said, well, next time he comes back, let me talk to him. And I got a video camera out there, and he got smart mouth with me. And I said, listen, punk, get off my property or I'm going to call the police for trespassing. And I noticed he was parked in the middle of the street. He thought he was so royal and holy that he'd parked out in the middle of the street, literally blocking. I mean, parked in the middle of the road like he was God. And I explained to him, if you had had me arrested for murder and found dead bodies here, you couldn't make me answer questions. Now get out of here. It's called the Fifth Amendment. And he threatened me, and he had zits all over his face, and he left. Some zit-faced 20-year-old know-it-all on a power trip. Now, since then, they've had crises all over the country with census workers breaking into houses, raping women that look good. Think of the control freaks that go and get this job. Not all of them, but some of the bad guys. Just like bad crazies that want power become TSA and rob bags and want to try to rape women and declare their God and go crazy or make fun of their co-workers' genitalia size, making them go through the scanners, and then a fist fight erupts. I mean, you've seen the reports. They're off the charts. But somebody goes and gets a $12 an hour job on a power trip, and they will climb no trespassing fences. They will go on farms. They will go on ranches. And then when a dog attacks them for being out on some farm or ranch, they call the police and freak out, or they break in homes. I've seen those reports last year and back in 2000. But here's the big frightening issue. They've announced that they want to make these surveys go to yearly for all citizens, all Americans, and monthly for businesses. And I'm not going to fill them out. I'm not going to fill it out. I'm not going to get in this trained propaganda position where I work for the government as an indentured servant, and I fill out forms like I'm in the Army or something, and I'm a sergeant, and I'm filling out forms for the colonel. No, I don't work for you. We already spend, what is it, $50-plus billion dollars a year just complying with the income tax, just the paperwork with the CPAs and the Byzantine systems you can't figure out. And now, by the way, it's in the Chicago Tribune. They go ahead and say, well, you know, they did fill out their census, this family being harassed last year, but now this is the new yearly census. Just a big, giant federal bureaucracy. And so now we just don't fill any of it out. And I'm public about that. Goes directly in the trash can. Directly in the trash can. The entire thing. It's a fraudulent document through color of law, through fraud, lying to me and my family, saying I've got to fill out the American survey. And I got one that had 80 10 years ago. The new one had 40-plus questions. Do I have a no-flush toilet? What are my stocks and bonds? When do I go to work? Neighbors of mine got the questionnaires. Do you own firearms? No. No. No, a cop can't just randomly come to my door, a sworn peace officer who's got years of training and is sworn and bonded and sworn in under the power of the state constitution where I live through the elected legislature, a sheriff's deputy or a cop with empowered due process of law cannot make me do that. But you, a zit-faced, power-tripping punk, want to come to my house and bug your eyes out and threaten my girlfriend, now my wife. No, 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 I am not your slave. It's the same thing with the TSA sticking their hands down people's pants and all the rest of this garbage while the border stays wide open. Now, I'm done ranting on that front. Until later in the next hour, I'll read the article. We're going to try to get this family on the show. And we've got all this other insane news. I remember 15 years ago having the CEO of the company on. Listeners thought it was a hoax and April Fools, even though it wasn't in April, that the Pentagon had funded multiple companies. I had one of the heads on for part spider, part goat creatures to make body armor out of their milk. Well, here it is, London Telegraph. Genetically modified cows produce human milk. The cows are part human. I want to talk about some of the genetic mutations that experts have predicted will happen because of this. But that's not the big news. It's just you think Fukushima is a big nuclear disaster? What about genetic disasters? It is confirmed in the California newspapers 181 times safe levels of radiation, and the feds are covering this up. Wait till we covered it.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday transmission, third day of April 2011. Okay, coming up, the United Nations-backed rebels in the Ivory Coast have reportedly murdered at least 1,000 men, women, and children with machetes and machine guns, kind of like the UN, it turned out, actually helped round up and murder the hundreds of thousands, the estimated 800,000 Rwandans nearby in 1994, because they were the minority group they wanted to clean out and so the oil companies can move in. You see, the globalists that run our country and most of the planet could care less about humanitarian disasters like they're telling you with Libya. And the ongoing bombing of Libya no doubt has intensified the amount of hardship, and now the globalist-backed forces are losing again to Gaddafi. That is coming up later in the hour. I also want to open the phones up on all the issues that I've been covering. But before I give the phone number out at the end of this segment, I want to cover the top story today. And at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we've been covering this in detail. The Drudge Report has continued to try to keep this on the front burner. Not Dancing with the Stars, not the NCAA scores, not even the Libya situation, though that is very important. A New York Times contributor, he's a writer for the New York Times, who was writing for the Bay Citizen, a newspaper in the Bay Area. New York Times contributor confirms California rainwater 181 times above drinking water standards for radioactive iodine 131. And the issue here is we're now 3 weeks and 2 days, so we're now 21, 22, 23 days into the Fukushima situation that happened on March 11th of last month. And the first radiation to get here was from the small leaks when the plant got damaged from the earthquake and tsunami. Then on the next Saturday, reactor 1 blew up spectacularly. Then on Monday, reactor 3, MOX, plutonium, General Electric reactor blew up in a 3,000-foot black mushroom cloud, ejecting what we later learned were hundreds of thousands of spent fuel rods stored on top of the reactor. Then since then, they've admitted 3 of the 5 damaged of the total 6 do have partially breached inner containment cores that have the live uranium and, in one case, plutonium in reactor 3, and that now for at least a week and a half, that's been running into the groundwater and into the ocean at 100,000 times safe levels. A source on that, Kyoto News, Japanese government, Washington Post. Reportedly, for miles around, 1,000 millisieverts per hour. The Washington Post radiologist, nuclear fallout experts estimated earlier in the last week that 5 hours or 5,000 millisieverts, if you're around that 5 hours, is a 50-50 chance it will kill you within 2 weeks. And they are now reporting radiation sickness. And, of course, the head of the plant's been in the hospital for a week now. But here's the big news out of the Bay Citizen, but also out of some other California newspapers. They also are reporting similar numbers out of Washington State, but it's not getting any play. New York Times contributor confirms California rainwater 181 times above drinking water standards for radioactive iodine 131. Federal officials have still not published any official data on nuclear fallout from Japan disaster. They're not giving any aggregate reports, total mapping reports. It's been state officials in California and Washington that did their job and reported that they were finding radioactive iodine and other off-gassed radioactive isotopes in the milk, because the cows are quite large. They eat a lot of grain, drink a lot of water, and then it bioaccumulates out in their milk. Federal officials, again, have not given any numbers. Radiation from Japan rained on Berkeley during recent storms at levels that exceeded drinking water standards by 181 times and has been detected in multiple milk samples in multiple states. Radiation falling with rain can cover grass that is eaten by cows or other animals. It can also fall on crops or accumulate in reservoirs that are used for irrigation or drinking water. Seafood can also be affected. A rooftop water monitoring program managed by UC Berkeley Department of Nuclear Engineering detected substantial spikes in rainborne iodine-131 during torrential downpours a week ago. Going back 2 weeks ago, we first got the radiation levels as far east as Boston, Nevada, Illinois picked it up. Then, of course, the first year, Atlantic nation was, of course, Iceland, then the continent of Europe. And they're just giving you a basic background radiation reading, not the specific isotopes that take very expensive measuring equipment. That is very detailed. And we've had the Pentagon there for 3 weeks, pulling back 200 miles, quietly evacuating people, not releasing numbers. The Japanese for over 2 weeks wouldn't release numbers. When they finally did last Sunday, more than 2 weeks in, they said 100,000 times. And they reported again in the Japanese news the last 2 days, blue beams of light. And when my dad was going to UT and in the nuclear physics department down there, they made the joke to him because they have a little nuclear reactor at UT, another bigger one at the J.J. Pickle Center. That wasn't there when he was at UT, just the one reactor. They made the joke that, yeah, we've got ultraviolet light detectors that can pick up radioactive light. But the joke is, if it ever gets to that level, you're basically, it's going to kill you in a few weeks anyways from any exposure. Well, it's not funny because those blue lights are being seen even in the daytime. They're called neutron beams. And so neutron beams are shooting out of at least one of the damaged internal reactors that is leaking out. Again, every time I mention that we have reactors in Austin, I get emails saying I'm a liar because people don't know how to search engine things. I'm sure that when I mention that they now have goats that are part spider or cows that are part human, I'm going to be sent emails that I'm a liar. See, we're living in the 21st century, folks. This isn't 1960. This is Buck Rogers land. And if you think this radiation is a danger and being whitewashed and cover up, what about the wild open-air genetic engineering going on and the type of mutated viruses and bacteria we know in studies this is already basically loosed on humanity? We're going to be breaking that down later. London Telegraph, genetically modified cows produce human milk. Scientists created genetically modified cattle that produce human milk in a bid to make cows' milk more nutritious. And it goes on to say the scientists have successfully introduced human genes into 300 dairy cows to produce milk with the same properties as human breast milk. These cows are part human. So you don't normally get zoological diseases from animals because there's a buffer between species. But when you start crossing their genetics, then it allows these diseases to jump back and forth. Not natural, very, very dangerous. And I've interviewed many top genetic engineers over the years who've broken down how deadly dangerous this is. And we've also provided a lot of great books that break this down, like Genetic Roulette, available on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Again, Genetic Roulette. Continuing here, though, again, this is a respected reporter, John Upton, who writes for the New York Times. He wrote this for the Bay Citizen. Government under fire as radiation is found in milk and rain. And it goes on to report that the feds are covering up just how serious this is. We'll finish up with the ongoing crisis. Oh, by the way, the Japanese say this may go on for months. So it just keeps drifting over towards the U.S., but the feds won't release numbers. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, I'm going to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, or 877-789-2539, and we'll get you up live and here on the air today, the 3rd of April, 2011. So, It's being reported out in California and Washington State and other Western areas that the radiation is building up. The levels exceed federal drinking water thresholds known as maximum containment levels, or MCLs, by as much as 181 times. Patty Lavera, assistant director at the nonprofit Food and Water Watch, the official mantra from a lot of folks in government is, oh, it's okay at low levels. But low levels add up. See, it keeps building up. It keeps adding up. And we keep getting more and more of the smoke and more of the radiation from Fukushima as it continues to burn and explode and leak uranium, plutonium, cesium, tritium. The list goes on and on. And the report continues from the Bay Citizen. And actually, the New York Times did actually even post this article. So they actually are reporting on that as well. But you would think that this would be a bigger news story right now. Continuing, TEPCO struggles to halt radioactive leak. Tokyo Power is struggling to block a crack in a pit that is leaking highly radioactive water into the ocean at its Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. The utility also said it had found the bodies of two employees at the stricken facility. Continuing with the report here, Fox News is reporting that the chief cabinet secretary is saying that it would take a few months until we finally get things under control and have a better idea about the future. So a few months until they even understand exactly what's going on. And they've repeatedly in the last week pulled emergency workers out, saying the radiation is too dangerous to even be around. So that gives you an idea of how shattered this facility is. Also, The Age out of Australia is reporting Japan's prime minister tells nuclear workers, you can't lose this battle. And he's come out and said that basically that it's going to radiate large areas of Japan, that it's already radiated, but continue to radiate it if they don't defeat this. And he went on to say that we're fighting to determine Japan's fate. Now, that's across the Pacific Ocean, but the winds are all blowing this way. And the Japanese are now saying they're fighting to determine Japan's fate. But most of our media is basically playing down what's going on and not releasing the sum aggregate totals of radiation levels on the West Coast, where the jet stream dumps most of this stuff in. Continuing, much of the floating debris from tsunami-hit Japan could reach U.S. West Coast. The pristine beaches of the U.S. West Coast could become a dumping ground for flotsam and debris coming from the sunken vessels in the tsunami hit northeastern Japan in 1 to 3 years. It's saying it'll take that long for it to float across. Boiling down the latest, George Washington blog has a boil down from CNN, the Associated Press, and others. Update to Japan's nuclear crisis. The situation at Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex is getting worse, and in many ways, but better in some. Here's a quick roundup. Reactor 1. Energy Secretary Steve Chu said that roughly 70% of the core of reactor number 1 suffered severe damage. In other words, it came very close to a total meltdown, but things appear now to be stabilizing. We can believe that. Continuing, reactor number 2, TEPCO announced there is a crack in the concrete pit of the reactor number 2 that is leaking radiation at 100,000 times safe levels into the ocean from the crippled reactor. At 1,000 millisieverts of radiation per hour, 5,000 is considered to be lethal. Continuing, Reuters reports that workers are attempting to plug the crack with concrete, but were facing challenges. Public broadcaster NHK said late on Saturday the water was preventing the concrete from hardening and the pit was still leaking. CNN reports authorities in Japan raised the prospect Friday of a likely breach in all-important containment vessel of number 3 reactor as well. At the stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, not just number 2, a potentially ominous development in the race to prevent a large-scale release of radiation. The New York Times pointed out a senior nuclear executive who insisted on anonymity, but who has broad contacts in Japan, said that there was a long vertical crack running down the side of the reactor vessel itself. The crack runs down below the water level in the reactor and has been leaking fluids and gases, for several weeks. and they believe it happened during the big explosion at Reactor 3, the big thing that happened over 2 weeks ago with a big black cloud going up. There is a definite crack in the vessel. It's up and down, and it's large, he said. The problem with cracks is they do not get smaller. The NHK notes that the giant crane fell over and probably crushed spent fuel rods at Fukushima Reactor number 3, which contained plutonium-uranium mix. And it goes on that Reactor number 4 nuclear engineer Arnie Gunderson knows that the spent fuel rods in Reactor 4 have no water and the fuel rods are exposed and have been smoking. Continuing here, Mike Adams has a report at Infowars.com dealing with the Boston Globe, getting all their scientific facts wrong and actually making up terms and getting information incorrect, just showing the level of ignorance the government is playing on through the mainstream media. Okay, so there you have it. We are now into week number 3 as of last Friday. We are now 23 days and counting into this crisis. And our government, I saw the EPA on Friday in the San Francisco Chronicle saying, don't worry about radiation in California and Washington milk, because it's going to lower very quickly. We believe it's going to go down and that we're going to get less radiation now from Japan. Really? 2 weeks ago, it was 1,600 times safe levels. Then it was 10,000 times safe levels. Then it was 100,000 times safe levels. Now there's neutron beams shooting out for a week and a half straight of such high radiation you could see it with your eyeballs. Blue light, day and night. According to the research I've done and the nuclear physicists we've had on, when you start seeing blue light, ladies and gentlemen, you're in a microwave of radiation. Now, it's going in the seafood. And if you look at the federal government's policy going back over 2 weeks ago, people flying into Dallas, San Francisco, Chicago, and many other cities had radiation on their shoes, especially from the ground, but on their clothes, on their bodies, the aircraft had it, and they didn't take their clothes away and give them other clothes or scrub them down or call out the Homeland Security scrubber trucks to get people, you know, scrubbed in anti-radiation soap and get clean. They just said, go on through. We just wanted to know how radioactive you were. And they just let them on in. And it's going to be the same thing with the food, the vegetables, the fruits, where this stuff bioaccumulates. It rains down in, quote, low levels week after week, aggregating, building up, bioaccumulating. You're not going to hear any recalls. You're not going to hear any warnings like people 2,000 miles away from Chernobyl in 86 for 6 months in Europe. Even in people that weren't downwind, they shipped in food from the U.S. and Asia, frozen poultry, powdered milk from other regions of the world, frozen vegetables. You're not hearing that, are you? No, in fact, the Japanese still, just 20 miles away, have kids going to school. So the Japanese are going with the same policy. Oh, the U.S. military pulled out. Almost every major U.S. corporation pulled out, but Goldman Sachs, they told their employees, and you go ahead. Was it Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan? Google Goldman Sachs tells employees stay in Japan. I think it was Goldman Sachs, but I want to double check. I'm having a little memory thing there. When I come back, I'll plug that, break that down. And then after we take calls for a couple segments and get your view on all this, we're going to shift gears into the latest on Libya and the Al-Qaeda forces that the media now admits are leading the rebellion. But don't talk about Al-Qaeda or you're not a humanitarian. Yeah, you're to be pro-America, you got to be for Al-Qaeda. Well, then I'm not pro-America then. I don't like Al-Qaeda or their LCIA to handlers. And we'll get into the Gold Coast.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My memory did serve correctly. It was CNBC and others reported, not this coming Monday, but last Monday, on the 28th of March, Goldman Sachs employees told not to leave Japan. And they sent an executive who hurriedly left as soon as he told them, you will stay here. But basically everybody else is evacuating. But they're telling the Japanese school children nearby the reactor, play, have fun, drink the water. And it's the same thing here in the U.S. where it's bioaccumulating in fruits, vegetables, and milk. The feds have no comment on the states picking this up. So it's 181 times safe levels in the Bay Area. You know what? So what? Enjoy it. Drink it. Have extra. It's not bad for you. Just like in 91, they changed the Pentagon policy of not letting troops use depleted uranium because it ignites while being fired down the barrel of all calibers of projectile weapons, and you get a deadly dose of it. It may take 20 years to give you lung cancer, but it's deadly. We've had the former head of the DU weapons program, Dr. Doug Rocky, on. But so what if he's the physicist who wrote the book? They say it's good for the troops. See, it's this out-of-control attitude by the people managing and running this planet that dovetails with all this open-air, cross-species, salmon that are part insect, cows that are part human, pigs that are part human, so they can harvest their organs, and all these top experts who were working inside these facilities, genetic engineers, come out and talk about how dangerous this is and how it can give mutation problems into the viruses and bacteria and cross-species disease spread and unnatural mutations. They don't care. Just do it. Have fun. Enjoy it. The globalists are endangering this planet, even if they think it's their planet and want to reduce the world population by 80%. Now, I'm going to cover all of that, and I'm going to get into the situation on the Ivory Coast and the UN-backed group running around murdering people, the latest on Libya. Also, they're talking about, for the third time in 2 years, suspending the Canadian Parliament. The Queen of England runs everything, and if the Parliament doesn't do what she wants, she suspends it. Well, that happened a few days ago, not with a bang, but with a whimper. Parliament to dissolve, election in early May, government found in contempt, at first in Canadian history. It is not the first. It's happened two other times in the last 2 years. Canadian government dissolves Parliament. Well, I thought the Parliament is the government. We're going to explain that key piece of info. She's also suspended the Parliament in Australia before. But right now we've got Michelle, Miles, Cynthia, Shane, Alexander, Dana, Henry, Josh, Nate, Josh, Brian, Peter, and many, many others. But first, and I want to go to your calls quickly, so have your comment and question ready. I'm going to move to the next person. Michael in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's Miguel. Michael, I'm sorry. I live in Bellingham, Washington, and I was just wondering, I know you're not a doctor, but when would you suggest starting to take the potassium iodide?
Well, I'm not going to advise people on when they should take the different brands of medical potassium iodine, and this is the threat is radioactive iodine. It's one of the lighter isotopes that's made it over here in higher numbers. Many of the experts we've talked to have said 250 times safe levels. You're at 181 times safe levels. I personally, if I lived on the West Coast, I would already be on it. But that's me personally. I'm not giving you advice. And before you take it, you need to consult a physician and ask them.
Thank you.
What do you think about the fact that the states are reporting higher, very much higher levels of radiation, but the feds are not releasing numbers just like the Japanese didn't for 2 weeks?
I think it's criminal.
Is anybody concerned in your area?
No, everybody I talk to, they're like, oh, you're overreacting. We live thousands of miles away. It's going to dissipate before it gets here. 8-day half-life and all that. And like, guys, I'm trying to make you not sheeple, but if you want to keep your blinders on, I got to keep my four and no more and move forward.
Michael, I appreciate your call. And it's not just radioactive iodine. That's one of the things they're picking up. They've picked up some other isotopes. But the feds, with all of their billions of dollars in instruments that, I mean, they've got submarines, admittedly, with snorkels they put up that can pick up everything in the full spectrum. They've got aircraft that do it. They've got government sensors. But you're not getting that information because they don't want you to know. What came out 4 months ago in Texas? We'll put it on screen again. CBS News, Houston. Fox News, San Antonio. Radiation found in drinking water in every major Texas city. Radioactive isotopes. Government covered up radiation in Texas water. Radioactive isotopes. And they didn't say, why is it there? Or why was it covered up? Just, oh, it was covered up for years. Well, because they mine it out of phosphate mines where they also get the sodium fluoride. That's the same place you mine uranium and other isotopes. That's where it is. So they don't just dump fluoride in your water, and they covered that up. They put radioactive isotopes in your water. Just search. There it is. Investigation finds radiation in Texas drinking water. And it goes on to say that Texas secretly covered up the levels and basically worked with the EPA to do it. And I can't read what source that's out of. That's out of the Texas Observer. Just type Texas covered up radiation in the water. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Miles in California, you're on the air. Hey, Miles, can you hear me? Let's go to Cynthia in Louisiana. Cynthia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you. I live in Shreveport, Louisiana, and these people really need to really listen to what you're saying and what you're getting out there, because it's a big problem, okay? Let me break it down for you real quickly. When you started making everybody aware of the dangers of all of this radiation and all this fallout, I ordered online potassium iodide pills. All right, I never received them. Okay, not only that, I received an email where they had been sold out, so I was offered the thyroid shield. Okay, I ordered that. Now, my order totally disappeared, Alex, okay, in thin air. I have a confirmation order where it was scanned. You ready for me to tell you the state that it was scanned in? Exactly the same state that you said where it was going to come into the United States, past Alaska, Washington, and I'm mad as hell.
Well, Cynthia, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. So you're saying you ordered some of these pills somewhere, and it was stolen basically in the mail. Well, obviously, this is something in high demand. But again, you are in Louisiana, and the chances of you getting, you know, any high levels of this stuff are very, very low. But it is beginning to rise, according to state and university measurements in California, in Washington State. And it is a very serious issue, obviously. And I can understand why you're mad. Let's go ahead and talk to Shane in Kentucky. Shane, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I was just calling about the census that you mentioned earlier, and I find that hard to believe, in a sense that the treatment that me and my family went through during the previous census last year was just awful. So
yeah, now they're saying they're going to start random yearly census. They have no power of law to do this, and they demand you to answer all their questions. So were you and your family threatened by these goons for not answering how big your toilet is or when you go to work?
I mean, all sorts of stuff like that. And even after we answered, you know, the questions, they came back, even after that, numerous times, and said, you didn't fill this out yet. And we already did. And
Look, imagine all these control freaks. They go get jobs where they can do this. And if people just joined us, I want to state again, there's no law you got to answer what type of firearms you own or what stocks and bonds you got or how many people, you know, are in your family. Just how many live there, that's the only question. And it's starting to make the news that the feds want this yearly census, and they're coming to people's houses and harassing them. I'm going to cover that coming up in the next hour. Anything else, Shane?
Nope. Good job.
Thanks. Thank you, sir. Well, good job to you. I appreciate your call. Alexander in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I just want to thank you for helping to get this information out. I wish I had more time to speak with you than a quick call.
Go ahead.
I got Alexander Higgins' blog. Pretty sure you're familiar with it. You post and you link some of my stuff. The big thing here that is not being discussed is that this University of Berkeley study actually found that the radiation's in the tap water. And even this New York Times article that you're referring to, they still deny that it's in the tap water in that article. I mean, if you go over to my blog, you can see the study from the University of Berkeley.
What's your story? And we'll look at it and get it up on Infowars.com. What's the headline, Alexander?
Radiation detected in San Francisco, California tap water, and it refers to the 18,100% rainwater levels.
No, it's 1,800. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
V From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And we're talking to Alexander, a blogger in New Jersey. We have his little report here. We've got our little reports on this up on Infowars.com. So does the New York Times. Radiation found in San Francisco, California tap water, rainwater. The numbers I have out of the reports is that it's 1,800 times, but you were saying that from your research that it was higher levels. Go ahead and make your point, Alexander.
No. Well, it's 181 times, which is 18,100% above. The main point that needs to be stressed to the people in California is that there's no such thing as a safe dose of radiation. Several experts have came forward and said that. But the UC... the University of California in Berkeley, they're the ones who detected this. They also found that the radiation was in the tap water, that they took 3 liters. They took their sample, and they found the radiation in the tap water. And I guess another quick point that I'd make, just to hurry up here, is that they're using the eight-day half-life of iodine to help, you know, calm the worries of the public. But in fact, that doesn't mean that iodine disappears out of the environment in 8 days. The EPA site itself says that it stays in the environment for months.
The point is that the reactors continue to blow up and smoke and leak, so more is always coming. And I've seen the Food and Drug Administration and EPA going, don't worry, we expect the numbers to go down. But instead, 3 weeks in, they're going up, just like they're going up in Japan, because there's all sorts of isotopes. But most of these universities and states don't have the devices to pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, Berkeley has very advanced instruments. But, the iodine half-life, once it's inside of the human body, is actually 100 days. It's not 8 days once it gets in your body. Like you said before, it accumulates, and they are detecting other isotopes, too, in the rainwater, like the cesium and the tellurium. And an even scarier point is that they're not even mentioning some of these other things in the federal
government. Well, this is a good blog.
About plutonium.
Yeah, this is a good blog you've written. You want us to get it up on Infowars.com?
Yeah, I mean, certainly this needs to get out. I mean, people need to know that this is in their tap water.
Well, I've got the New York Times here. I've got other local newspapers reporting it as well. Like the Bay Citizen, government under fire as radiation found in milk and rain. But you're right, the New York Times whitewashes it and basically says it wasn't found in tap water, but that's where Berkeley says they got the samples.
Yeah, they got the samples from Berkeley, and it's a blatant lie. They say right in their article it's not in the drinking water, the New York Times does. But if you look at the University of Berkeley study, it's right there that they found the iodine in the tap water. And on top of that, ever since I published this post and it started going viral around the Internet, the University of Berkeley stopped updating their website. They were updating like twice a day.
Well, I don't know if you were listening 3 weeks ago, but I made the point that as the radiation gets here, we would see reports from states and universities, but then it would be shut down, and suddenly you wouldn't get more info. That follows what the system has done in the past, and the Japanese government did this as well. So this is certainly fitting into that. And notice that the feds aren't issuing any statements on this other than saying don't worry about it.
None at all. I mean, it's like there's a gag order, and they won't respond to it. They won't give, you know, any levels at all. All they can say is that it's below levels of concern, that it's safe. And there's plenty of other articles.
Well, you should do another blurb, because I've read your article. It's accurate. Another blurb dealing with New York Times covers up radiation in tap water, and kind of recap and send it over to us. We'll get that up. That's how we all work together. Alexander, great job. Good to hear from you. All right. Key information from that caller, and he's absolutely right. I was reading over it as he alerted us to it. We're going to talk to Dana, Henry, Josh in Hawaii, Nate, and many others that are patiently holding after this one-minute break. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, continuing to try to break down this info.
What? we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at you, young man. There's a quasi-secret in Canada and Australia and other British commonwealths. And I'm going to cover this before the broadcast ends later in the hour. Twice in the last 2 years, the parliament, the elected government, who then votes for the prime minister in their parliamentary system, twice they have removed him from office, and the Queen of England orders the Governor General to suspend the Parliament. Now, they've done it again, and this happened on March 26th, more than a week ago, and I didn't learn about it until today when Aaron Dykes posted links to it on Infowars.com. That shows how quiet they keep this. In fact, you read in the Times of India, their big paper, Canada dissolves Parliament, election set for May 2nd, Ottawa, that's their capital city, Canada's Governor General dissolved Parliament on Saturday after a vote of no confidence in Tory Prime Minister Stephen Harper's government, setting up a May 2nd election, the fourth in 7 years. From the steps of the official residence of Queen Elizabeth II's representative in Canada, Harper announced the official launch of the campaign, contrasting his conservative economic recovery plan. Now, so they spin it, and every time I cover this, Canadians call me and they say, the Queen doesn't run our country. Really, she owns over half your land. But every time you don't do what she wants, she suspends Parliament. This is the third time now they're actually going to have an election. And I've got Aaron reposting old articles in the last 2 years where this has happened twice. It happened in the late 70s in Australia. You elect the government, they don't do what the Queen wants, and she suspends them. But you read this article out of the Post, out of Canada, and you have to read deep in here that the Governor General suspended the Parliament. Parliament to dissolve, election in early May, government found in contempt, a first in Canadian history. Prime Minister Stephen Harper will visit Governor General today to dissolve Parliament, because he doesn't like what they said, setting the stage for a federal election in early May. The Harper government, if they don't like those, they'll just dissolve them again. The Harper government was defeated in the House of Commons. Doesn't matter. He's got the Queen. And the first time in Canadian history that a government has been found in contempt. That's not true. They did it already twice. The Liberal motion passed 156 to 145, but that doesn't matter, as opposition parties teamed up to topple the Conservatives. The ranking and campaign for Canada's 41st election is expected to begin this morning. Yeah, they had only for about 100 years they even had a government outside the Queen, even the puppet government. When Harper visits the Governor General to dissolve Parliament, which has now happened. Harper said he was disappointed in the vote and argued that Canadians would be too. He scolded opposition parties for rejecting the government's budget, and it goes on. So they're supposed to just have a new prime minister because the elected parliament votes for him. But no, no, the Queen says no. Amazing. Pretty much covered it already now. Let's continue with your calls. Then I'm going to shift gears out of the rainwater 181 times above drinking water standards for radioactive iodine. That's what the University of Berkeley said. The state governments admitted it's higher. Same thing in Washington State. The feds are not releasing numbers. And the caller earlier pointed something out. I went through the link. It's true. Since the federal government got involved, the university, with all these sensors they've got, one of the more advanced in the country, is not releasing new numbers. This is what I said 3 weeks ago on air. I said if you follow up previous nuclear disasters like Three Mile Island in the U.S., Chernobyl in the former Soviet Union, now Ukraine, outside Kiev, they will go into all the monitoring stations and tell them to shut up. Sometimes a few will first report it, that the radiation is going up, then they'll be told to shut up. What did we see for 2 weeks in Japan and the two states around Fukushima, the two prefectures? The government would have on the news websites still collating data. They wouldn't release the radiation numbers. When they finally did, 1,600, 10,000, 100,000 times safe levels. So this is what's going on. This is a big deal. And it just shows how government will cover up and does cover up. Then I want to get into what's happening in Libya, but also the UN-backed rebels in Ivory Coast reportedly killed 1,000 people, men, women, and children. That's part of the globalist liberation. And to back up the rebels, European Union military has taken over the key airport to help the rebels. Another humanitarian invasion to help the rebels slaughter everybody. They really just want the oil and gold and the rest of it. Dana in Alabama, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you. Look, real quick. Hey, in Friday's USA Today, the editorial, page 12A, the first two sentences say that our Senate and our House passed resolutions authorizing the no-fly zone. I've been hearing that this is the first time our military has been used without any talk in Congress. USA Today Friday says that both 30 days ago, the Senate and the House passed resolutions. Is that true? Did I miss it, or what's going on?
That is absolutely not true. Ron Paul has been all over the news pointing out that they didn't even consult Congress. The media hailed it, that Obama was taking UN orders, and that sounds like complete and utter disinformation. The United Nations didn't even consider a no-fly zone until 3 weeks ago, and it was, three Thursdays ago, so it won't be 3 weeks until this. In fact, guys, to make sure I'm right, search the date of UN no-fly zone resolution on UN. I know it was a Thursday night, I think, 2.5 weeks ago, but I want to check that exact date. So that is very bizarre, sir. Who wrote that at USA Today?
That's in the first two sentences of the editorial on Friday.
I mean, who wrote it? Who's the author?
It doesn't say this. It's the editorial. Alan Newhart.
No, I understand. I understand the paper. Yeah, sometimes they put out editorials and don't just say it's from the paper. I understand. So this is speaking as the editorial board. What's the headline? I'm going to look it up right now.
The headline is, "In Middle East, familiar echoes about limits of U.S. power," which is 11, by the way. That's 11 words. I'm not going to get funny on you here, but I've been collecting these 11s for 10 years. I've got a fat notebook at a famous author right now. She's not going to do nothing with it. So when I get it back, I'm going to send it to you. I've been collecting these.
Come on, the globalist obsessed with numerology. Well, listen, we'll look into it. But the president has been attacked for weeks for not going to Congress. It's been debated on every news channel. And there's the USA Today. Just 30 days ago, the Senate, outraged by Muammar Gaddafi's brutality, passed a resolution urging swift imposition of a no-fly zone in Libya. Republicans and Democrats in the House agreed. Now many sound shocked that the operation isn't unmitigated triumph. At a House hearing Thursday, lawmakers peppered Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen with skepticism. It may be something technical where they did something else. Guys, click on that link where it says Muammar Gaddafi. See if they actually have a link to that. Just 30 days ago, the Senate outraged by Muammar Gaddafi. Click on the blue link right there for me. And let's see if that just goes to a fact sheet on Muammar Gaddafi. Yeah, it doesn't have any information. It's a story about Muammar Gaddafi. They've had congressional debates on the floor about Congress not being consulted. Senator Rand Paul has had meetings in Congress talking about cutting funding because they weren't consulted. I believe this is incorrect. I mean, you've heard in giant debates. The White House has defended not getting congressional approval. So I don't buy this for a minute. This is sounds like somebody's slipping some disinfo out to me, but we'll continue to investigate that. That's why I love taking your calls, the different directions that you take us in. We're going to go to break here in a moment. We'll come back and go to Henry, Josh, Brian, Peter. The toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We have a different phone number weekdays because the Genesis phone board takes those calls, but I run this all out of house on the Sunday broadcast, so you're calling right into my studio here, 877-789-ALEX. That's me, lover of liberty, defender of the republic, You have found at the front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear. I am your wartime broadcaster. Hence, InfoWars.com. Our secret weapon is truth. Okay, I want to continue with your calls. Then I'm going to get into the out-of-control Census Bureau that is now announcing they're going to full-time send people census forms, not just every 10 years, and demand you answer all sorts of questions that by law you don't have to answer. I want to get into genetically modified cows produce human milk. Very important information. But during the break, we looked into it, and sure enough, it was March 17th. That was 2.5 weeks ago. On a Thursday, UN Security Council authorizes no-fly zone, that's Fox News, with no congressional consultation or approval. So that USA Today is incorrect. That is very bizarre to see that type of disinformation. Was it a mistake or on purpose? Also, we're going to get into Libya and what's happening on the Ivory Coast as well. Big developments there that show the hypocrisy of this new war that we're not supposed to call a war, but a kinetic military action. So that is coming up. But right now, let's go to Henry in Canada. Henry, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Henry.
I just wanted to talk about some stuff and about your show for 2 minutes. So, basically, I'm a senior right now in high school, and since I woke up about 2 years ago and became an activist, I've noticed like a marked change, a difference in awareness at my school. And, you know, you can talk to people, and most of them know about false flag terror and all that.
Oh, yeah, folks don't make fun of you as much as they did before, because now everybody's talking about financial collapse and dollar devaluation and the Federal Reserve being the problem. Yes, we've done our job. You've done your job, Henry. Exciting things are happening. We're able to now actually blame who is responsible for what's happening, and as things get worse, bring them to justice.
Yeah, well, and they're still working on some of the stuff like governments and in our lives and freedom to spank your kids or spit off your front porch or whatever. And as you talk to them, you do run into a lot of General Zaroff kind of types from, you know, The Deadliest Game and people who are into the whole Malthusian worldview. But we put the information out there, and it's unstoppable. And so they could set you up, they can beat you up, they could even kill you, it doesn't matter. You'd still be around, like, I was a sailor.
Hey, I appreciate your call, Henry. Yeah, what's happening is that the information is bulletproof. Ideas are bulletproof. We're all individually flesh and blood, but ideas are bulletproof. Josh in Hawaii. Josh, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. How's it? I just wanted to share a couple insights from that I learned from the answer to 1984 1776 campaign, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. I think you guys are just par excellence at the top of your game when it comes to strategic, your strategic view. You have incredible, insightful analysis, the most amazing guests. People are brilliant. And it really allows the listeners to have a huge leg up.
Yeah, it's a full spectrum analysis.
Absolutely. But the problem is that, and I think that's what Henry was trying to say there, as far as activism goes, that's where it ends if people don't take that information and run with it. And like I said another time, if you're hearing this information, you're not doing anything about it, then you are wrong. So my quick suggestion is maybe a slight change in tactics. Because you guys are just working 24/7, completely overburdened, and we can't have you burned out and have health issues and all sorts of other stuff. We need to leverage the listeners to be able to take this message and run with it on their own. And the way the technology is nowadays, that's easier than ever before. We've already recognized the power of the Google bombs. But what I think is really important is, on the days that you're not doing Google bombs, we need to do a couple other things. And I'd like to suggest those right now. Number one, Twitter bombs. You know, it's like the law of compounding interest. If we keep
have
doing
everybody
that,
take an article from Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or from Twitter.com/RealAlexJones and retweet that out. Absolutely. We'll start doing Twitter bombs. I've meant to do that and really leverage the power of this massive audience to push something out into the the tweeting verse to really reach a lot of people that aren't aware and to show our power. What else?
Okay, two quick more ideas. After that, Facebook bombs. You know, we talked about creating our own kind of social network. I don't think that's necessary. We can work from within the matrix. You've got 500 million users there, and so you got to go where the people are at. So we can do the same thing through Facebook bombs. And lastly, something called Foursquare, which I'm not sure if you know about, but I think this is the most exciting spot in the new Internet, as it were, because this is essentially making the Internet local again. And basically the idea here is, you know, businesses a lot of times can join up on this thing called Foursquare. Almost everyone nowadays has a smartphone, and literally what they're doing is looking up, it pulls up a map, and it shows the different businesses in a given area that are doing a certain thing that you're looking for. Well,
sure, you opt in on your phone, and then it gives you little alerts and really surveils the daylights out of you. What do you do? Get people that have businesses that sell books or expose the New World Order or local radio stations that have good talk show hosts, or do you fill it with disinformation?
I would go from the route of everyone who is a true info warrior. Say you own an independent coffee shop or a restaurant or a bar, or you're a dry cleaner.
You tell folks that's a place to congregate if you love liberty and want V for victory.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the more people that you meet and you see other people doing the exact same thing with you, now all of a sudden you're that much more empowered and you're not alone. I think that these are some great
Josh,
ideas.
Josh, amazing ideas. Write an article up about it. Send it to us. If it's written well, we'll post it at Infowars.com. It's a great idea. Good to hear from you. Josh in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I actually wanted to talk about a specific article that was written in The Guardian. It says how big U.S. banks laundered billions from Mexico murderous drug gangs. And it's interesting because I went on CNN, Fox News, I went on every mainstream news article, and no one's discussing what Wachovia and Wells Fargo did from 2000.
Yeah, that was the 360-something billion. They even owned the aircraft flying the drugs around. That was in Bloomberg, actually, a few months ago. The Guardian picked up on it?
Yeah, The Guardian has, and it's funny because it was early, like real late last night, around like 12:31.
Yeah, I'm going from memory. It was 300 and what billion they laundered?
373.6 billion.
Oh, it must have. And they pled guilty to this, but didn't get in trouble. What's the Guardian headline? We'll put that up right now.
The Guardian headline is how a big U.S. bank laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs.
And didn't get in trouble. So how
and
big?
They didn't get in any trouble at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Okay, so how a big U.S. bank laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs. Yeah, I knew it was 300-something bill months ago. There it is. How big U.S. banks laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs as the violence spread, billions of dollars of cartel cash began to seep into the global financial system. But a special investigation by The Observer reveals how the increasingly frantic warnings of one London whistleblower were ignored. Well, they were warned for 11 years about Madoff, who started the NASDAQ. They made drugs illegal just like they made alcohol illegal in Prohibition, and the profits tripled and alcoholism tripled. And then when they lost Prohibition, they made drugs, cocaine, heroin, you could buy at the corner store illegal so they could ship it in, kill their competition, use the cops to bust their competition. Then when you're dumb enough to use it, they throw you in a private prison. The government ships in the drugs. They've been caught over and over again. The big banks launder the money. Even Tony Montana can tell us that. And Oliver Stone's screenplay, Scarface. Anything else, Josh, in PA?
I think I want to talk about was the one thing we also need to do.
Stay there. I'm going to come back and finish with you. Then I'm hitting a bunch of news. Whatever callers I can get to after that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Two more juicy segments straight ahead. Absolute blitzkrieg of key news and information that must be covered. I've only got about 26 minutes left of live transmission time, but I'll be back tomorrow live 11 a.m. Central. That's 12 noon Eastern, 10 Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific. Okay, I want to finish up with Josh, and I'm going to go through a bunch of news, and we have time. We probably will. Brian, Peter, John, Scott, Larry, Michigan truther Jim Scott, that's probably all we'll have time for with those. but I do have a cornucopia of really important stuff that I must get to that I promised to cover. But certainly, this shows how even weak I am. I mean, it comes out in Bloomberg. AP barely picks up, 3 months ago, that 360-something bill at the time, they're reporting now that it's 370-plus billion in one U.S. bank laundered. They even leased the aircraft, ran the whole op, just 100, folks, $500 billion a year. This was over 2 years, comes into the U.S. in narcotics money. That's raw. Then they sell it for a lot more. Now, you think the government doesn't know who's laundering the hundreds of billions of dollars a year? You don't? I mean, I remember the Associated Press 15 years ago. Headline, Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas caught with $3 billion in drug money. They run the drugs. Okay? And this is all admitted. So, yeah, there's the London Guardian reporting on its sister paper, The Observer's detailed report, how a big U.S. bank laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs. And it goes on and how they covered it up. Nobody got in trouble. Yeah, you get caught, though, with a marijuana cigarette, you're probably going to jail. But you ship in hundreds of billions of dollars in smack and cocaine, you are going to be on the presidential's advisory board. And if they decriminalized it, the Mexican drug gangs, the U.S. banks, the British government caught running opium for hundreds of years, it'd all be over overnight. And I've only covered this probably 5-6 times since it came out. So, because the evil's so great. I mean, it's like 6 months ago it came out in a AP, Reuters, Bloomberg broke it. Okay, top insurance companies signed secret deals 11 years ago with Veterans Affairs to steal all veterans' death benefits they paid into from World War II through current wars. And the government said, yeah, we did it. We're taking your money. No issues, no complaints, no VA, Veterans Affairs groups saying anything. Just folks, they're stealing everything. The government's a bunch of drug-dealing criminals at the top. Haven't you figured this out yet? They've already robbed us many times over. We've got to wake up to this. They've gotten us to sign on to trillions of dollars of foreign debt we don't owe. It's come out the Federal Reserve wouldn't tell Congress, the government, the real government, the private Fed wouldn't tell them where $23.7 trillion went in hearings. Turns out it went to foreign corporations and banks and their own private bank accounts. People at the Federal Reserve, people at the Treasury, they are criminals. Just because they got bald heads and wear $3,000 suits and land by private helicopter doesn't mean they're not crooks. Look at Bernie Madoff. And the SEC knew for 11 years everything he was doing. Of course they protected him. And Madoff's come out and said that now from jail. He said, of course they all knew I was doing it. This is how it all operates. The whole government's a Ponzi scheme. That was in New York Magazine a month ago. Pull it up. We don't make any of this stuff up, okay? I hear national talk show hosts, that Alex Jones is a traitor. He says Al-Qaeda works for the government. He says the government's laundering drugs. It's all admitted. It's all over the news that Al-Qaeda is the core, the group 6 weeks ago that started the rebellion against Gaddafi and is running it. It's in the news again today. Al-Qaeda Mujahideen, the leaders of the rebellion. I know what I'm talking about. I live in the real world. I'm just an average guy, but I'm not a coward. I will tell the truth. I will risk my life. And the globalists don't know what to do because they've tried to assassinate my character. They've tried to lie about me. They've tried to demonize. But if they kill me, it underlines everything I've said. It highlights what I've said. It puts a big exclamation point behind it. It emblazons everything I've talked about. You understand that? It's not the whole government. It's criminal rogue groups within it. But we've got to grow up and have a spine. And more I'm hearing mainline hosts say, Alex Jones is right. Several big hosts national last week came out and said Alex Jones was right about Al-Qaeda being government-run. But not government, criminal groups within the government. They're like, why would the government want to attack itself so it can have a war? It's called full-spectrum dominance. They don't just attack the enemy. They create the enemy. Now, does the low-level Al-Qaeda grunt know that? No, they don't know that. Does our low-level grunt in the military know the globalists are controlling both sides? No. But up top, they're running the show. Okay. Now I'm really in trouble because we're running out of time here and I got all this news to hit. Josh in PA, who brought up the Wells Fargo, hundreds of billions in drug money and running the aircraft and everything. Any other comments?
Yeah, I got last two quick real points. One is that people also need to understand that yes, the radiation and the physical sickness you can attain from the radiation is going to be extremely bad. But also the financial devastation this is going to do to the United States is just unbelievable. That's one. Two, the last point I'm going to make is I strongly believe, and I'd love to find out what Webster Tarpley, if you can ask him next time. I believe that we're strategically planning ourselves around Northern Africa. Potentially, if it comes down to...
No, the Tarpley's already said that Afrikan is in control. This is about the full invasion of Africa, piece by piece. The French and the EU have invaded the Ivory Coast and are openly backing the rebels, slaughtering men, women, and children in an orgy of death to take over the resources, and it's in the newspapers. London Telegraph, France 24, BBC, Associated Press, Yahoo News. I mean, it's just all admitted.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it, man. And keep up the good work.
Thank you. I mean, what good work? I'm just, I've got a brain when it's... It's very frustrating, ladies and gentlemen, because I am not into sports. I'm not into acting tough. I'm not into going to parties. I'm into reality. And I remember reading 2.5 weeks ago the UN resolution to bombard Libya, to bombard Muammar Gaddafi, and it said that he would accept a humanitarian ground force or else, and then they massed the troop ships off the coast the last 2 weeks, and the Marine Corps commander, when they left with 2,200 Marines, said we're preparing for ground invasion, and then Obama said we will not invade, and then now they do this lawyer speak and say, well, we are getting ready for a ground force, and our special forces have been there the whole time, along with British, but we're just going to be supporting the rebels, who are the Mujahideen al-Qaeda. I mean, they've already have a ground invasion. There were ground troops in there before this started. They're running it. It's all admitted. So they say, yes, we've got ground troops there running it, but we're not going to have a ground force. So, yeah, we got special forces lasing targets all over the ground. They were there beforehand. They're running the rebels, but we're not on the ground. And this is not a military action. This is a kinetic action. I mean, we're entering a Orwellian system, and you've seen, shifting gears, the industrial disaster of Fukushima and the 5 of the 6 reactors going haywire, blowing up, spewing fuel rods everywhere, leaking 100,000 times radiation, 181 times normal levels, hitting California, confirmed, nobody seems to care, you know, NCAA, baby. And then look. Ladies and gentlemen, there are tens of thousands of listed plants mixed with insects, plants mixed with other plants mixed with humans mixed with insects, humans mixed with pigs, cows, horses, goats. And I read all this stuff. There are hundreds of different types of salmon with other fish, insects, human genes. They're releasing them in the open ocean. Major university studies say within 40 generations, that's 40 years, it will extinct regular Alaskan and Pacific salmon. And I have on top genetic engineers who were making millions a year at companies, but found that potatoes they engineered, in one case in England, and they quit their job or they get fired when they say, well, yes, you can make the potato last longer, but it also happens to sterilize people. And they say, don't worry, that's what this is all about. I mean, I read these reports. And then they come out with cows that are part human, that have human genetics, that produce milk for humans, that they say is better. And then the FDA comes out and says they're not going to let you know if you're drinking chimera cross-species milk or eating chimera cross-species beef, that they're moving to not even let you know or let you list that you don't have this in your food. Oh, man.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We've got a USA Today editorial from 2009 when the Obama administration said, quote, people who criticize us are helping al-Qaeda. So see, you're not allowed to criticize them using al-Qaeda against Gaddafi as the, quote, heart of the force, and U.S. and British special forces there advising him, or you're with al-Qaeda. See, if you don't support al-Qaeda, you're with al-Qaeda. And if you don't support the phony drug war to keep drug prices high so the big banks have more money to launder, you're evil. You see, That's how all of this works. Now, I've got to really move quick through news now. Here's an actual news story here. FDA says you have no right to real food unless they give you permission. And they've been fighting in court that the new GMO salmon they're trying to put on store shelves, that you not be allowed companies to label that they're not part fish, part insect, or other mixtures. In a response to a lawsuit filed by Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, the FDA has articulated its belief that there is no such thing as a right to health or to purchase or consume any given food. And they have the quotes here saying that you're not allowed to know if you've got cloned milk. That's already out there. You don't have a right to know if it's genetically modified salmon. You have no right. The globalists will feed you this garbage, and that's just the end of it, despite all the major health studies. Remember all the big fights, though, over human growth hormone in milk. We finally won that. We're going to win this as long as we expose it. But let's not worry about the real health crises, the genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping. Let's put taxes on carbon dioxide coming out of power plants and shut those down. You know, something that plants breathe. But back to this report out of the Telegraph, genetically modified cows produce human milk. The scientists have successfully introduced human genes into 300 dairy cows to produce milk with the same properties as human breast milk by adding the human genetics to it. And they say that this is going to help boost the immune systems of babies and reduce the risk of infections. Oh, really? But all the top genetic engineers we've interviewed who've been whistleblowers explain you change one group of genes, you can get the effects you want, but it randomly changes other genes. Then they start breeding these cows with other cows, and there's a whole bunch of these that have been designed, different types, and then it totally gets out of the population, and now bovine diseases that humans couldn't get, now we can get them. Or it can trigger virus or bacterial mutations. This is already going on with genetically modified plants, and the media is like, oh, it's like crossing two types of sunflowers. No, that's two sunflowers already related through natural hybridization. That's not putting a poisonous fungus into BT corn at 1,000 times natural levels so bugs eat it and die, and then they feed us that corn. And honeybees are dying all over the world. In some areas, over 80% are gone. Because they will go and eat it, and there's German studies on that. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And they just wave a magic wand and say, GMO corn's fine. GMO rice is fine. GMO soybeans, fine. Oh, we're going to release out in the open goats that are part spider. They've got so many spider genes, their udders create spider webs. You cannot make this type of stuff up. And they're just headlong rushing forward, headlong saying it's no big deal. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. Here's some of the other news, London Telegraph. Ivory Coast, aid workers find 1,000 bodies in a major city of Dukou. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. And they go on to say charity workers who reached the city said it appeared the killings had taken place in a single day shortly after the town fell to troops loyal to Alassane Ouattara, the man internationally recognized as having won last year's presidential election and the man backed by the UN force. Here's another one. Peacekeepers control the airport in an attempt to back up the guy they're reporting is connected to all these machete murders and machine gunnings that are going on. Here's another one. French coast arrive on the Ivory Coast. French forces arrive to take over Abidjan Airport, and they're there to back up the rebel leader who the UN says won the election. So there you go. Another humanitarian event taking place there. And it's the same thing we see going on with Muammar Gaddafi. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Can't call him Al-Qaeda. Ex-Mujahideen help lead Libyan rebels. And they're admitting, yeah, they are the first groups to attack, and they are the leaders of the groups. And U.S. Special Forces have been arming them for more than 5 weeks out of Egypt. Had to get that domino falling first because Hosni Mubarak, our old ally, or the globalist old ally, wouldn't play ball. And they're reporting on a stalemate in Libya, increasingly viewed as a likely outcome, splitting the country in two. Meanwhile, Afghanistan Quran-burning protests rage on for the third day. I don't agree with what that preacher did, but I have to support his right to do it. Because if you take his free speech on that, we all lose our free speech. And these people running around burning and killing and doing all of this, well, that's their country. But I'll tell you this, I think it's wrong. And here in the United States, people threatening violence, if you don't like free speech, you need to get out of here. Okay, you have a right to practice your religion here. I have a right to my political views and religious views. And you have a right to say you don't like what that preacher did and to protest him. But you do not have a right to call for violence, okay? Don't play into the hands of this clash of civilizations. Now at least 20 dead. Many UN workers are reportedly dead. Some of them with their heads chopped off. And the globalists love this, and they bring in groups of people to play us off against each other in the name of multiculturalism while hyping the crises on both ends. Now, continuing with the census. Remember last year we heard a census worker been murdered? Now the police say that he was found dead with Fed etched in his chest, and turns out it was that he killed himself. But they tried to use that to demonize anybody as a cause celeb, we're sad he's dead, for anybody that didn't like census workers. Here's the deal. A murderer who's caught with dead bodies doesn't have to incriminate themselves and answer questions. Under the Constitution and federal law, you got to answer one question. How many people live here for your apportionment in the congressional districting? How many members of the House of Representatives does your state get? California has the most, Texas the second most. Okay, that's what it's about. Now, I remember 10 years ago, now 11 years ago, they said, we're going to start yearly census. And some businesses, some private homes did start getting every year 40 questions, 80 questions, 100 questions. They have 8 different variants on their website. How many guns do you owe? When do you go to work? Do you have renters? What type of toilet do you have? What type of light bulbs? What are your stocks and bonds? Folks, the Fifth Amendment, they're not allowed to ask that. So they mail out these letters that have the one question, how many live there, that's legal to ask, with the federal code under it. The rest of the questions are a fraud. Now, some of you go, well, I only got 8 questions. You didn't get the long form. Don't get confused here. I always get emails going, I didn't get 40 questions, you liar. Now, here's the Chicago Tribune. Census worker won't take no for an answer. Couple says questions too personal. Threatened with fine if they don't comply. And notice how the article says, now, they're not anti-government. The first few requests were tolerable. A Census Bureau worker would knock on John and Beverly Scott's door and ask them to fill out an American survey, community survey. That can have 40 to 80 questions on it, I should add. The McKinley Park couple would politely decline. But as the days passed, the visits became more frequent and the requests more urgent. Some evenings, the doorbell would ring at dinner time and then again at 10 p.m. at night. I'm generally a nice guy. I didn't want to shut the door in her face, John Scott. I said, I'm not going to answer your questions. She kept saying, you've got to, you've got to. I shut the door. She kept ringing the doorbell and tapping on the window. I saw a case where people didn't let him in, so they called a SWAT team and killed him. You see that last year? Well, they showed them, huh, didn't they? Land the free, home of the brave. Didn't have to answer the SWAT team guy's questions, but we're going to kill you. It isn't the Scots are anti-government, oh no, or philosophically opposed the census. The couple filled out their 10-year form last year, answering every question. But they're not too keen on the American Community Survey, a more in-depth, ongoing questionnaire. Oh, it's ongoing. It's not every 10 years. It's ongoing. The Census Bureau conducts to compile information on area demographics, consumer patterns, and economic issues. Yeah, answer all their questions. How many guns you got on some of the questionnaires? How many toilets? How many stocks and bonds? What are they? When do you go to work in the morning? Does your wife work? Do you work? Anybody got mental issues here? They all, the cops can't ask you this. You have a Fifth Amendment. But they don't care. They're training you to let the TSA put their hands on your little kids at the airport and put their hands down their pants. They're training you to have TSA checkpoints on the highways now. They're training you to have your doctor asking you questions and spying on you. Many of them recruited by Homeland Security. The pastors under clergy response teams. Look up these terms. Over 50,000 preachers recruited spying on their flock. This is right out of Red Dawn. This is going on everywhere. And now they're getting more and more harassing, more and more in their face, threatening them with jail or fines when there is no law, there is no authorization to do any of this. And it's absolutely outrageous. You have a Fifth Amendment, but they're setting the precedent where you fill out monthly forms, not just yearly. They're now saying monthly are coming. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m., Infowars.com.